to take it and to learn about how to recognize kids who are either in crisis or moving in that direction or having problems. And not only how to recognize it, but how to intervene, which again is, and there are so many resources out there and in the state of Missouri.
Well, that was going to be the second part of my question. Once the teacher identifies a student that's susceptible, that she feels is susceptible, they don't address it themselves.
Well, and that's what the, you know, I haven't been through the training, but that's what this training tells them is what they need to do, what the next steps are. Sometimes, from things I've read, and again, I haven't taken the training, so I certainly don't have any personal experience or individual expertise in this, but sometimes just reaching out to that student and letting that student know that there is somebody who is noticed and who cares is enough to get that student past that moment that
right.
that they needed to get past in order to start to deal with the issues and problems they're having.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, and your amendment doesn't mandate, all it does is
it doesn't mandate that any teachers take the training. It does require that DESE create a policy, and it does require districts to either adopt that policy or create one of their own around how they will deal with the professional development so that teachers can have access to this training. And the resources are available. I mean, I've looked up all these things. They're not only available through the various organizations that support suicide prevention in the state of Missouri, but they also have them all available, and throughout the country, they also have them all available online. So easy to access these training materials, and, you know, our teachers are lifelong learners, and our teachers, you know, they love and care about their students. If they have a tool in their toolbox, if any one of those teachers who is associated with a student who completed suicide could have or would have learned how to intervene, who knows what they would have done in order to have had that tool in their toolbox in order to maybe stop someone from taking that irrevocable step of suicide completion.
I'm very fortunate. My family hasn't experienced it, but we all have neighbors that could possibly have experienced. I know I've had neighbors that have experienced it, and you know, especially with kids that young, you don't know if it's really suicide. You don't know if it's just an unfortunate accident sometimes, and it's just it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be
addressed. Well, it needs to be addressed, and you know, even if you don't know a young person, and you know, I'm sad to say that I do now, that nobody in my family, but you know, the people who came to me, Rick Cantor, who is the father of Avery, who at age 17 completed suicide. He's the first one who came to me and said, I can't save my daughter, but there are other students out there who have to be going through whatever pain she was going through, and we need to put a stop to this. And Carol Cantor, the mother of Avery, came, and those two testified at every single hearing that I have presented this bill, and the testimony was so compelling. The last time it was presented in the House, I don't think there was a dry eye among the committee members.
Senator from Phelps?
Yes, Mr. President, would you lay this bill on the informal calendar?
That will be laid over on the informal calendar. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Reports from standing committees, Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send it forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 788, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire the Secretary of their messages in the House? If so, would you ask them to please be read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 867, entitled An Act Relating to Political Subdivisions, with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 5 as amended, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 7 as amended, House Amendment 8, House Amendment 9, House Amendment 10, House Amendment 11, House Amendment 12, House Amendment 13, House Amendment 14, House Amendment 15, House Amendment 16, House Amendment 17, House Amendment 18, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 19, House Amendment 2 to House Amendment 19, House Amendment 19 as amended, Emergency Clause defeated. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to recede from its position on House Amendment 1 as amended and House Amendment 2 to Senate Bill 700 and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 732 as amended, and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to recede from its positions on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 608 as amended, and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 921, with House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 1, House Amendment 1 as amended, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 6 as amended. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to work with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 608 as amended, Representatives Allen, Hafner, Engler, Mitten, Kendrick. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Bill 700 with House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 1, House Amendment 1 as amended, and House Amendment 2, Representatives Dorman, Ross, Davis, Weber, Carpenter. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 732 as amended, Representatives Rhodes, Ross, Lauer, McCreary, Colonna. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 650 with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 8, House Amendment 8 as amended, House Amendment 9, Emergency Clause defeated, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
All business will be suspended, and having passed both branches of General Assembly, House Bill 1763 will be read at length by the Secretary. If no objections are made, the bill will be signed into the end to become law. Secretary, read the bill.
Truly agreed to and finally passed, House Bill number 1763, an act relating to workers' compensation large deductible policies with an emergency clause.
No objection being made, the bill is so signed. Madam Secretary, if there are conferees, would you please read them in?
Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill number 732, Senators Munslinger, Leibla, Wasson, Curls, Walsh. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill number 608 as amended, Senators Sater, Romine, Onder, Shoup, Holzman. Conference Committee appointments on Senate Bill Number 700 as amended. Senators Schatz, Parson, Libela, Curls, Walsh.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcements, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just would like to remind members of the body, tomorrow is the last day under Senate rules to introduce guests, which I know we like to do when our constituents come to the Capitol, but tomorrow will be the last day, so if you have some guests in the morning or afternoon session, or if you're like the senator from Phelps and you don't have any friends, he has a lot of friends, please have them come tomorrow so you can introduce them.
Announcements. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
The Senate is adjourned under the rules. We'll vote on that first. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Now we are adjourned under the rules.